Hey guys, it's Duncan Welker from the Body Slam Radio here. So before we get started with this week's episode, I just want to take the time to say something to a certain individual. And before we do that, if you want to skip this, I suggest you skip about 2-3 minutes into the show, so that way you don't have to hear me rant. But if you want to hear it, by all means, listen to it. So I'm talking to a certain individual who tells me independent wrestling's just a bunch of spot monkeys and it's trash and da 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 da. I'm not gonna say his name on the show, obviously, because I'd be rude and disrespectful. I'm not gonna do that. But I'd like to say this. Only 40% of independent wrestling is spot monkeys doing a gymnastics routine and hardcore spots just to get a pop. The other 60% are average-looking guys like me taking a chance and living a dream of being a pro wrestler. And this is not just to the certain individual I'm talking to. This is to any fan out there who is new to independent wrestling. Go. Find your nearest local indie fed. Go to it. Watch the show. Interact with the fans. Interact with the wrestlers. Get some good food. And just enjoy it. I will say this until the day I die. Independent wrestling is some of the best wrestling there is. I will go down in my grave saying that. In fact, you can put that on my tombstone. Thank you all for listening to the rant. Now, enjoy the show. And welcome, everybody, to the Future of Professional Wrestling Podcasting, the Body Slam Radio. Of course, my name is Duncan Welker. I am your host. And this week on the Body Slam Radio, we're going to be taking a look at RCCW America from this past Saturday night. If you don't know what RCCW is, and you should, considering I reviewed it about 2 times on this show, RCCW is short for Rock City Championship Wrestling. They are an independent wrestling promotion located in beautiful scenic Hazel Green, Alabama. They host shows every first and third of the month at the almost world-famous RCCW Arena, also in Hazel Green, Alabama. And coming up here in a few weeks, they will be hosting their biggest show of the year, Rock City Championship Wrestling Con 2. This year, it is at Meridianville Middle School. And I suggest you guys get your tickets now, because this is the largest gathering of extreme legends, ECW legends, in the South for one night only. There's going to be names like Raven, Sandman, Francine, Joey Styles, Jerry Lynn, Joel Gertner, Tracy Smothers, Tommy Rich, and many, many others. So, you can get tickets through or at Cosmos Fitness, which is where the RCCW arena is located, and you can also get tickets through Brown Paper Tickets and through RCCW's Facebook. And with all that considered, let's take a look at RCCW America. First match we got on tap here is Aaron Black, accompanied to the ring by Eden and Dr. Trey Franklin, taking on his former West Coast Kings tag team partner, Austin Towers. Of course, these two have been building a rivalry over the last couple of weeks, as we saw in the Fatal 4-Way match and the Fatal 5-Way match. Recently, these two guys have been putting on good matches alongside the names of Charles Zanders, Jamie Richard, and Scott Morton. So we'll see how these two guys do against one another. So right away, Black and Towers waste no time, and they hit or rather they go for each other with ferocious jabs. Then Towers hits a few brutal chops to Black. Of course, we're seeing the knife edge chop that is made famous, or that was made famous by Ric Flair and many others, being used on this show tonight. Then later on here, Black gets his leg caught in the ropes and kicks at the rope, essentially like bruising his leg, I guess. I don't know how that works. But nonetheless, Black goes for the cover, but Towers does kick out. Then a little later on here, Black hits Towers, who's seven foot, keep in mind, with an enziguri, goes for the cover, but Towers does kick out. Black then gets Towers in a single leg Boston Crab, and Towers is able to force a rope break when he grabs the rope. Of course, that's how a rope break works, obviously, but nonetheless, moving on. Towers gets back on the offensive with some ferocious-looking lariats to Black, and just as Towers looks to hit something to Black while he's in the corner, his leg cramps up on him. Black takes advantage with a drop kick. Black goes for the cover, but Towers does manage to kick out. And then, a little later on here, after two corner splashes, Black looks to hit a third, but Towers does move out of the way in time. Anyways, moving on. In the closing moments of this match, Black gets a chair from Dr. Trey Franklin and looks to hit Towers with the chair, but Towers moves out of the way and hits a bicycle kick to Black while he hits the chair up in his face, so that sends him down to the canvas. Towers pins Black to win the match. Now, I gotta say, I really enjoyed this match, but not as much as I thought I would. You know, after seeing you two guys with Jamie Richards and Scott Morgan and Charles Landis, I really thought they'd put on a classic, or at least somewhat a good match. But, I mean, it was okay, I guess. But then again, you can only get so much offense out of two big guys like Austin Towers and Aaron Black. But it's a good match, or at least I thought so. So, anyways, our next segment is with Dr. Trey Franklin, who we will see a lot of this show. He comes out with Fantasy. The scheduled match between Fantasy and Megan Moxley does not happen. Megan Moxley did not show up. Of course, Trey Franklin makes it sound like she was scared of Fantasy. Yeah, right. And then this one particular line where this guy was booing her. Dr. Franklin's like, I know what you're wanting. Every night you close your eyes and you dream of a Fantasy 8x10 in your bedroom wall. And I was about to say, who would want that? Like, honestly, who would want that? I've seen prettier guys than her. Please don't hurt me. Anyways, moving on. With that, Dr. Trey Franklin announces the creation of the RCCW Women's Championship at Wrestling Con, or at least from what I understood. But I'm really glad this is happening. Like I said 2 weeks ago, I think with these recent ladies division matches, women's divisions, whatever you want to call it, they have been really good for Rocket City. It helps establish women's wrestling in the South. And, I just can't wait to see what happens at Wrestling Con when Cassandra Golden takes on Lindsay Snow. And, The next match we got on tap here is a superstar of the Kane Empire, Big T and Steve Pleasing, with Bradley Kane taking on the Lost Souls, of course that is Problem Child and Chaos. Now, this match, of course, developed when, a couple of weeks ago, the Lost Souls returned to RCCW and attacked the Superstars, and, yeah, so, this match, of course, is their second match, but before we take a look at it, earlier on in the night, they came out and, well, really the entire Kane Empire of RCCW came out and tried to talk, but the microphone was having technical difficulties, and it was just, oh, it's hilarious. Bradley Kane was just trying to talk, and he's just like, the mic kept interrupting him. And I'm sitting over by the promoter, And, oh my, he's just laughing. And everyone's just laughing. And, oh, it just makes it even better. But eventually they did get the mic to work, and everything else ran pretty smoothly. But, moving on from that, let's take a look at this match. So, Chaos starts the match off with a few powerful jabs to Big T. And something you'll notice here, a lot of "Whose House?" chants by the superstars, essentially to mock the Lost Souls, who they think is "Whose House? Lost Souls House," or however that chant goes. But nonetheless, moving on. Superstars hit their double team maneuver in which both Big T and Steve Pleasing grab Superstar and drag him down to the mat. In fact, really hard, but nonetheless, they hit it. Then the Big T goes for the cover, but Chaos of the Lost Souls kicks out. And the Superstars try to hit another double team maneuver, but Chaos moves out of the way, makes the tag to Probotron, and he comes in guns blazing. He knocks down Pleasing, he knocks down T, and oh boy, this is getting good. Then Chaos hits an amazing dive to the outside of, to Big T. And then in the closing moments of this match, Probotron looks to pin, I believe Steve T looks to, not Steve T, Steve Pleasing, my mistake. But instead, Bradley Kane gets involved, and he and Probotron ends up pinning Bradley Kane, and they win the match. But before I tell you how I felt about this match, after the match, the Superstars are livid, beyond livid. And they kind of have a right to be. I mean, their manager just got pinned by Probotron, and they're like, "Did you see us get pinned? No, they did not win this match." Well, I mean, the bell rang, the ref counted the pinfall. I think they kind of did win, Big T, but nonetheless, they're going to have a match coming up at the next RCCW show. Tickets are available now, keep in mind. Which, it's going to be just Lost Souls versus the Superstars in their third match, this time with Bradley Kane handcuffed at ringside. Oh boy, I'm excited for this! But, I gotta say, I enjoyed this match. It was very entertaining to watch. The dive to the outside to, Big T, or maybe it's, let me look at my notes here. Yeah, it was, Big T, I was right the first time, but, the dive to Big T was really entertaining to me because, like I said, this arena they host shows in, it's very small. They can't do much in it, but for what they do in it, it's really impressive. So, I enjoyed the match right there early, and I cannot wait to see the match, their next match. So, yeah. Now our next match on tap is the Equalizer taking on Jamie Richards. The scheduled match is supposed to be Scott Morgan taking on Jamie Richards. I was really excited for that match. But let's see how this match delivers. So the Equalizer starts off choking Jamie Richards. At first I thought he was retching the neck, but then as soon as I got a closer look, he was choking out the neck of Jamie Richards. And the Equalizer hits a second rope splash. Goes for the cover, but Jamie Richards does kick out. Then a little later on here, Richards hits a knee drop, goes for the cover, but Equalizer does kick out of that. Then Richards follows it up with a swinging neck breaker, so very brutal. And the Equalizer hits a sidewalk slam, which, again, he did not go for the cover after this, but it was very entertaining, but like seeing him do it was just kind of cool. But nonetheless, closing moments this match, Richards hits the Death Valley Driver to pin the Equalizer and win the match. So like I said, the scheduled match was supposed to be Jamie Richards taking on Scott Morgan. I guess Morgan didn't show up or something like that. I don't know. But it was a good match in my opinion. I thought it was very enjoyable. But it was a short match. I will say that. So I think short matches have the capability of being fun, but I don't think this one was very fun. I mean, it was okay for what it was, but, yeah. Next match here we got is Travis Locke of the Canadian Empire taking on JL in front of the show. So, like I said on Facebook and Instagram and all my social media platforms, which, by the way, social media plug time, Facebook, The Body Slam Radio, Instagram, at The Body Slam Radio, and Twitter, at Body Slam Radio. This match was a wild Falls Count Anywhere match. Unfortunately, there was some disqualifications. There was a disqualification on this, so it kind of sucked. But I think the element of Falls Count Anywhere, I think, made it enjoyable. But with that in mind, let's take a look at it. So right away, JL wastes no time, and he goes after Travis Locke. JL then hits a springboard dive onto the outside onto Travis Locke. Then Locke gets on the outside, hitting a brutal super kick to JL. Then Bradley Ken gets involved, as he usually does, as he starts cheating and sends JL back into the ring. JL hits a Russian leg sweep, then follows it up with an elbow from the top. Then JL hits a Hurricane Rana to Travis Locke onto the outside, and the "That was awesome" chants ensue. Now, keep in mind, as I'm taking notes, I'm like 10 inches away from them, and I'm saying to myself, okay, where are they going to go? They're gonna do something entertaining, obviously. And so I'm standing in the bathroom, and Travis and JL, they start moving, and so I'm just like, oh, crap, I got to move. And, you know, and they're going outside, and so I'm thinking, okay, do I stay in here and just say, oh, the chaos ensued, or I go outside? I go outside. And so they start fighting everywhere. They start fighting along the building, and they fight alongside, you know, they fight in this guy's bed of his truck. In one moment, this guy was like, "Hey Travis, hand me a beer." Literally, Travis got a beer, and I thought, "Oh my God, he's gonna hand it to him." But I guess he didn't. I'm sure it was probably in the back of his truck after the show. But nonetheless, JL was able to get out of the truck bed of doom, as I'm calling it. And he got Travis Locke out onto the ground. He hits an elbow drop from another guy's truck. The truck was like right next to him. And then he did an elbow drop right off the truck, right on the ground. And keep in mind, this is a gravel road, so it hurts hard. And you could tell it hurt. But nonetheless, he hits the elbow drop, goes for the cover, but Travis Locke is able to break the cover by raking the eyes of JL. So, they go inside, everyone goes back inside, someone tells me, "You don't have that notebook filled," because I'm writing this down as like fast as I can, and I'm saying, oh my God, this is enjoyable. And it was entertaining, like, I enjoyed this match very much. I'm going to tell you how I feel later on, but nonetheless, they get back into the ring, Locke off the top, but JL does get out of the way. Locke eats the canvas. Then JL follows it up with a few dusty punches, you know, where it's like, you know, like that, but he didn't do the whoop, and well, you know. But nonetheless, closing moments of this match, the ref is like, "Hey, get your hands off each other," and da-da-da-da-da, because they're in the corner. And then JL and Locke look at each other, push the ref, match ends in a double DQ, and the fans are livid. They are chanting, five more minutes, and there's like, and the ring announcer's like, "You want to give him 5 more minutes? And everyone's like, "Yeah!" And so, Barry rings the bell, 5 more minutes is added to this match. But, swerve, they both hit below the belt, both JL and Locke. They hit below the belt, match ends in a double DQ, and everyone is livid again. Literally, I'm sitting over by the promoter and his friend, and they're doing the thing that the smart marks usually do, you know, like "Who booked this crap?" And "I want my money back." Of course, I added, "I'm canceling my PowerSlam.tv subscription," which is where you can find Rocket City Championship Wrestling on the interwebs. No one got the joke but me and his friend's wife, who was very nice, by the way. But nonetheless, this match was wild and chaotic, and good Lord, that was fun. Like, I'm just scrambling to write as many highlights as I can, and I can't because I want to enjoy this, because it's, oh my God, it was great. I'm not going to lie, I think it was one of my favorite matches of this night. It really was, because both guys were executing their craft, not only in the ring, but on the outside of the ring, and just outside in general. But, yeah, that's really all there is to that match. I enjoyed it, and because of the WDQ finishes, the match will be set up for the next RCCW show, where there must be a winner. Hopefully we get to see some more shenanigans. Next match we got on tap here is for the Southern Tag Team Championships, as the Southern Tag Team Champions and Australian Tag Team Champions, Scrap Metal, that is Scrap Iron Lewis and Juggernaut Jeremy Flint, take on the team of the Nasty Critters, Scum and Slap D. Yeah, okay, I guess that's a good name, but nonetheless, the match starts off with Scum and Slap D kind of getting into it. They had a bit of a, they got into a bit of a confrontation, and we'll see how that will factor into the match. So one thing I noticed in this match is that Flint and Lewis, Scrap Iron Lewis, they're working really well together. You know, they're getting frequent tags in and out. Great double team maneuvers. And, yeah, like I said, this really helped the matchup. So, anyways, moving on. Scum hits a beautiful, beautiful vertical suplex, then follows it up with a dropkick. He goes for the cover, but Scrap Iron Lewis does kick out. And then a little later on here, Scrap tags in Flint, and he comes in guns blazing, taking out Scum and Slap D. Then Scum attempts a Vader bomb, but Flint moves out of the way, and Scum eats the canvas. So, anyways, closing moments of the match. Flint gets Scum in position for a sidewalk slam, and Scrap goes up to the top, hits an elbow drop. I guess that's their tag team finisher. Scrap pins Scum to win the match. I gotta say, this was a better match than their match with the FBI a couple of weeks ago, but it still doesn't do much for me. Not because I don't like the team, just because it just seems kind of... But again, that's just me. I'm sure a lot of people love this match. But I will say one thing that I enjoyed very much about this match is the tag team finisher. I've never seen a sidewalk slam with an elbow drop. I've never seen that kind of combination before. And I'm thinking, whoa, that's a cool combination in my opinion. But, yeah. One thing I will say I did not enjoy about this match is just the Nasty Critters themselves. Who names their team the Nasty Critters? And it's from Turkey Creek. But, I guess that's what you're going to get with an open challenge, so. It is now time for the main event for the RCCW United States title as Lutha X, friend of the show, with accompanied to the ring by Dr. Trey Franklin, takes on Nick Tramer, the RCCW U.S. champion and the RCCW World Heavyweight champion. Now, this match, of course, is in the feud of Lutha X and Trey Franklin versus Barry Kohlhoff, and that will take place at WrestlingCon 2. Get your tickets now. And there's a very shocking end, so I suggest you listen. But anyways, match starts off with Lutha taking the advantage early on, and then Lutha and Tramer have an intense kind of like they stare down at one another, and then Tramer headbutts him, and oh, that looked, that hurt, that must have hurt. Anyways, Tramer looks to slam Lutha into the crowd of chairs, gets everyone out of the way, but instead Luther turns it on him, so he's there. And then, this time, Tramer sends Luther into the chase. So, good stuff there. Trey, of course, now before I say what I was about to say, some guy was like, "Trey, you're cheating!" And then Trey with the line of the night, "I don't cheat, I'm married!" Dr. Trey Frank, a lot of these managers have good one-liners. So, nonetheless, Tramer gets on the offensive with a nicotine drop, not my words. It's the ring announcer's words. Luther hits a brutal kick to the head of Tramer. Luther then hits a hanging scorpion death drop. Goes for the cover, but Tramer is able to kick out. Then Tramer hits a maneuver, goes for the cover. Luther is able to kick out, however. Then Luther hits a pitching punch where it's like he winds up like a baseball pitch, but then punches him. So, first time seeing that, but that was fun. Then Tramer hits a cutter, goes for the cover, but Luther is able to kick out. Then Luther hits his finisher, the curb stomp, goes for the cover, but Tramer is able to kick out. Then Tramer gets back up, and he starts traming up, brother. Which is like hulking up, but traming up. That's something I came up with. But it's a comeback, essentially. But nonetheless, Tramer hits a cut, or at least Tramer tries to hit a cutter, but he knocks the ref out, sends him to the outside. Tramer and Barry are trying to revive the ref, but in the meantime, Luther and Trey are scheming. Luther gets Tramer in the ropes. He hits a hanging curb stomp. Tramer's hanging off the ropes, and Luther hits a hanging curb stomp. That is brutal. But nonetheless, because there is no ref, as he's making the pinfall, Luther's wrestling con opponent, Barry Kohlhoff, promoter of Rocket City Championship Wrestling, promoter and CEO, might I add, is forced to make the cover for his opponent. And as a result, Luther X is the new RCCW United States Champion. So I gotta say, I kind of enjoyed this match. I didn't enjoy it like I did Luther's match, or Tramer's match last week, or 2 weeks ago rather, but I somewhat enjoyed it. I think the ending sequence was more fun than the beginning sequence, and the middle was entertaining somewhat, but I enjoyed it. It was okay. But however, I will say, as a result, I think this match is going to help further the storyline of Luther and Barry at Wrestling Con. Get your tickets now. I gotta say, it was very entertaining. This entire show was really good. It wasn't good on like many other shows level, but I enjoyed it. Thought it was a good show. So that is it for the Body Slam Radio this week. Make sure you follow our social medias. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Of course, our Facebook is The Body Slam Radio. Our Twitter is at Body Slam Radio. And our Instagram is at The Body Slam Radio. That's really all there is to say this week. So, for The Body Slam Radio, I'm Duncan Welker. I'll see you guys next time.